We get things underway, though, in this second hour of the program by welcoming back to the show a very talented gentleman. He is an outstanding comedian, writer, four-time Emmy Award winner, right now writing and serving as co-executive producer of Desus and Marrow on Showtime. He's the host of the Make My Day podcast, and he's on a telephone line right now. Josh Gondelman joins us. Hello there, Josh.
Hi, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me. So nice to be back.
Well, it's good to have you back with us. And now I wish we were doing some kind of video component, because I have to start by asking, what's the key to achieving a 9 out of 10 rating on Room Raider? Well done.
Thank you. It was honestly, it was more than I'd imagined. I think it is, I have a throw pillow with kind of an embroidered pug on it that I think got me a lot of points. They liked my corner setup. I think the angles of the wall and my closet do it for them. It was a thrill. Couldn't have been happier. 9 out of 10, I'll take it every time.
But so with that throw pillow, does that mean Busy should get some of the credit?
It does have a very throw pillow-like quality, my actual pug, but I didn't bring her on camera this time. I've thought about it, but she's just too tough to wrangle. She's a real diva.
The last episode of the year of Desus and Marrow, I remember talking about you right after you had made that move, and my goodness, this has turned out to be such a terrific success. It's such a unique show. What do you think it is about this show that's enabled it to really carve out a niche unlike anything else?
I mean, you said it. It's Desus and Marrow. It's the two hosts. They're so funny. They're so spontaneous. They have, I think, a different perspective than a lot of late-night hosts. And just the structure of the show is very free-flowing. They improvise a lot on set. It's like a very loose hangout atmosphere. And I think that's like a fun, it feels like late, late night. You know, like I think kind of our goal is to have it feel like, wow, I can't believe we get to watch this on TV. You know, like I can't believe they're just like doing this on TV, which is very fun for them to get to be so casual and outspoken and fun and spontaneous.
And I love the way they incorporate guests into the show.
Wonderful. Yeah, we've had some real fun ones. And we've got, for our last episode of the season, Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss are on tomorrow. And they've brought me on for a couple bits, which is very fun. It's been a really good time. I mean, they're so funny and wonderful to work with.
Once again, I have a tremendous shoe envy. You posted a picture of your season finale shoes. Man, you have the best shoes in comedy.
No, I think I thank you. I mean, that is a very kind compliment, but there's some serious heat, I think, coming from some other corners. I feel like Yasser Lester and his brother Isaiah Lester, who both comedy writers, and Yasser's a stand-up as well, and an actor, really great shoes, really funny guys. Hasan Minhaj, great shoes. I can't claim all the credit, but thank you. It is an honor to be recognized.
We're talking with Josh Gondelman here on Downtown. You did a show with a terrific cast of performers at Union Hall last week. How did that go?
Oh, such a good time. I mean, my friend Jeff Tate, who's a tremendous stand-up, was in town. We're going to go to a basketball game tomorrow night. I just like love that people are coming back on tour through New York again, and we get to hang out and do shows together. Gary Gulman was on the show, which, you know, he's, I think, my favorite working comedian. And then Emma Willman, who's great, Trey Gallion, Lindsey Vonn, like a really fun lineup. I've been really enjoying getting to watch my friends perform since stand-up has kind of been coming back in New York City and on the road, too. But, like, I've mostly been staying in the city for the writing job. And so it's just such a pleasure to get to go to the clubs and the independent rooms and just watch friends, see what their new stuff is like. It's like really bringing me a lot of joy lately.
Well, and I feel like New York City could be a model for the rest of the country and the way to do it right and get back there into all the things that we miss, because they're taking the right level of precautions.
It feels really good. I think like part of why I've been a little bit less reluctant to kind of go out of my way to get out of town for a day is that in New York, every venue requires a proof of vaccination, and some places ask you, the audience, to wear a mask, which I think is like, I've gone to concerts that ask you to wear a mask, and to me that's a small price to pay to be able to safely enjoy live entertainment again. And I say that as an audience member, not just as like, I'm a comedian, I have my mask off and you have to wear yours.
I'm not stalking you on social media, I promise, but I do want to know if you've learned all the lyrics to La La Land.
Oh my gosh. It is my upstairs neighbor is really making some headway learning City of Stars from La La Land on the piano. It's only been probably 14 months that they've been working on it, and I think they're going to nail it.
Oh, that's got to be fun to listen to every night.
I got to tell you, it is. I knew it better than I ever thought. And it was, at first, because La La Land came out in 2016, that song City of Stars won Best Original Song at the Oscars, so I haven't thought about it since 2017, because it doesn't really, it's not one of my favorites. It wasn't even my favorite musical that year. I prefer Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping, with the Lonely Island guys, and Sing Street. But this song, I thought La La Land, the fine movie, the songs didn't really do it for me. So when they first started playing this upstairs from us, I was thinking, that can't be. And then it was, and then it was, and then it was, over and over and over again.
I love the podcast and really enjoyed the way you wrapped up the most recent season. Wonderful collection of pep talks.
Thank you. Yeah, people were really generous. I thought it was so nice of so many people to contribute. It was an all pep talks episode to wrap up the year. And I got, John Hodgman and Tom Sharpling and Wyatt Cenac, and just like a real great assortment of people. Matt Bronger, Laura Stevenson, just like really great comedians, musicians, writers, friends. And I got to like curate and listen to them and put them in sequence. Aparna Ninchela and Joe Firestone both sent great pep talks in. And so, like, it was full of great little surprises for me because I just put out a call to past guests for pep talks, and they just emailed them to me. So I got to kind of sift through them and enjoy them on my own time at my leisure. And it was, like, a real delight.
So are you taking a little hiatus from the podcast?
Taking a little hiatus as the Jesus and Mero season wraps up and the holidays happen. I just didn't want to stress out, our production team and everybody during the holidays and have to bank too many episodes. So hopefully we'll be back bright and early next year. But right now we're taking a little downtime, which has been relaxing.
Well, I shouldn't bring this up when you're thinking about downtown, but I loved your book, Nice Try. Is there another book in the works?
It's definitely something I've been thinking of. I've been noodling with a new book proposal this year, but I'm kind of waiting to see how some things shake out. I had like a sitcom that I was developing with and pitching with a very talented, like, experienced co-writer, co-producer who I really, really loved working with that didn't end up coming together. But I kind of was wary of overcommitting to too many things. So now I'm like reevaluating, and a book is certainly something that's possible. I had a real good time writing Nice Try, and I think it would be fun. It's a few years have passed. It would be fun to write a new one.
Now, I saw your wife tweet about this. Were you guys into this third season of Succession?
So my wife, Maris, is a kind of a Succession Twitter celebrity because she will always post, tag yourself in the new episode of Succession.
Which is brilliant.
Very brilliant. And then people will seize on kind of these niche moments from the series. But what happened was, when season one premiered, I was working Sunday night, so Last Week Tonight. And so I skipped the first few episodes because I was working, and I said, how is it? She said, I'm going to keep watching it, but it's taken a little while to find its footing. And then by midway through the first season, she was like, the show is incredible. And I said, I'm too far behind. Leave me here in this desert. And so she is a big fan, and I keep meaning to catch up, but with every passing episode, I feel like the show is receding further and further on the horizon.
See, and I didn't watch it the first 2 years, and I just happened to, it was the night of the premiere of season three, and I said, well, I'll watch just to see if I can jump in midstream, and I was hooked about halfway through, and then went back and had to binge watch the first two seasons, but I'm glad I did, because it's a reminder that I think I know some horrible people, but very few of them are as bad as the people on that show.
That Succession horrible. I have a... my friend Jamie Green, who's a writer and editor, and she and I were talking about doing a limited series podcast where we catch up on Succession and talk about it on the podcast.
Now, I mentioned your dog, but I need to get more details. How is Busy doing?
Busy's doing all right. She's having a little trouble with the back paw, so we put her on some steroids. The vet put her on some steroids, and then she didn't sleep for about a month.
Oh.
And was just hungry all the time because she was having that little pug roid rage. She did break several home run records, but it was a very awake month in the Gondelman Kreisman Busy the Pug household.
Oh dear. Well, I hope things settle down there. I hope you get a little rest with the hiatus, and things go well for you in the coming year. It's always great to catch up with you, Josh. Thank you so much for making time for us today.
Such a pleasure. Have a great night and happy holidays.
Thank you. You too. That is Josh Gondelman from Desus and Merrow with us here on Downtown. 15 minutes after 5 o'clock as we work our way up until 6 tonight here on Downtown.